Hey there, awesome humans. Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination busting coach, bringing you another dose of real talk to get those things done, because life's too short to be bogged down by later. And speaking of things we shouldn't put off, let's dive into something super important. Taking care of ourselves. I know, it sounds like a cliche, self-care this, self-love that. But seriously, folks, prioritizing your mental well-being isn't just about bubble baths and face masks. It's about building a solid foundation for a happier, more productive you. We all feel the pressure to hustle, to achieve, to be on all the time. It's like we're constantly running a marathon with no finish line in sight. But guess what? You can't pour from an empty cup. So, let's talk about 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize self-care and level up your mental health game. First up, recognize that self-care isn't selfish. Ever felt guilty for taking a break, for saying no to something that drained your energy? You know that feeling when you're constantly putting everyone else's needs before yours? It's like trying to build a house on sand, it just won't last. Taking care of yourself is an investment, not a luxury. Think of it like this. If you want to be at your best for the people you love, for your work, for life itself, you need to recharge those batteries. Second, ditch the all or nothing mentality. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Small, consistent steps make a huge difference. Instead of aiming for an hour-long meditation session every day, which, let's be honest, can feel like climbing Mount Everest some days, try 5 minutes of mindful breathing while you're waiting in line. Swap that sugary afternoon coffee for herbal tea. Little changes add up to big results over time. Third, get curious about what truly nourishes your soul. What brings you joy? What activities make you feel alive and energized? It could be anything from reading a good book to hiking in nature, dancing like nobody's watching, or spending quality time with loved ones. Find what recharges you and make it a regular part of your routine. Remember, self-care isn't one size fits all. What works for your best friend might not work for you. Fourth, set boundaries like a boss. Learn to say no to commitments that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Protect your time and space, just like you would protect any valuable resource. You don't have to justify yourself. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even on the tough days. We all have them. Remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be setbacks, but that's okay. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. You know what? Let me tell you about this one time. I was feeling super overwhelmed with work deadlines, family commitments, and, well, life in general. I felt like I was constantly running on fumes. So I decided to take a weekend trip to the mountains. No emails, no phone calls, just fresh air, stunning views, and some good old-fashioned solitude. It was exactly what I needed to reset, recharge, and come back feeling refreshed and ready to tackle everything head on. So remember, folks, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. By prioritizing self-care, you're not just investing in your mental well-being, you're investing in your overall happiness, success, and ability to show up as your best self. Make sure you take that small step today, whether it's a quick walk outside or 5 minutes of deep breathing. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little reminder about the power of self-care. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with motivation and practical tips to help you conquer procrastination and live your best life. Until next time, keep slaying those goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.